Today, former Vice President Mike Pence jumped into the Republican presidential field in Iowa.
Today, before God and my family, I'm announcing that I'm running for president of the United States of America.
Pence talked about returning the Republican Party to standard conservative goals. He went on to explicitly criticize former President Trump and the way he has changed the party. NPR political correspondent Kelsey Snell is in Iowa. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi there.
What is Pence promising voters he would deliver if elected president?
He outlined a version of the Republican Party that, well, is just traditional. He talked about Reagan and standing up for religious freedom. He also talked about ending abortion in every state. But Pence also pivoted. He said he's always been a conservative and nothing has changed, but the same cannot be said about Trump.
When Donald Trump ran for president in 2016, he promised to govern as a conservative. And together we did just that. Today, he makes no such promise.
What we're kind of hearing there is Pence betting that GOP voters want that old-style traditional Republican candidate.
You're also hearing him kind of campaigning on the time he spent alongside the president, former president, while also bashing Trump. And Republicans generally say they like the policies that passed when Trump was president. So how is Pence threading that needle?
Yeah, he said he is proud of everything they accomplished for the American people. He named battling ISIS and cutting taxes. He also took credit for appointing the Supreme Court justices who ended Roe versus Wade. Now, those policies are part of why Trump is dominating in the polls right now, even with lots of competition in the field. And Pence is essentially betting that people want all of those Trump policies with a little bit less controversy.
But since Trump is the front runner, Pence has to take him on, and it sounds like he's now going after him. What's his new message?
Yeah, this was the most direct kind of lengthy critique of Trump that we have heard from Pence so far, particularly when it comes to January 6th. Pence explicitly said he did not have the right to overturn the election that day. He said Trump was wrong and pitted Pence against the oath of office. He essentially warned that all of that would happen again.
On that day, President Trump also demanded that I choose between him and the Constitution. Now voters will be faced with the same choice.
He keeps calling himself a constitutional conservative. We heard him talk about the Constitution over and over again in this speech, and that is part of the image he is trying to convey to voters, that he would protect the Constitution in a way that Trump would not.
And how did voters respond?
You know, I think a good example was when Pence acknowledged that people were disappointed with the outcome in 2020. He said he was disappointed, too, but that he had no right to overturn the election outcome. And he said Trump had no right to ask.
I believe that anyone who puts themselves over the Constitution should never be president of the United States. And anyone who asks someone else to put them over the Constitution should never be president of the United States again.
So you can hear it there. That reaction was not quite so strong as some of the stuff we were hearing before. The applause was not so loud for the idea that the person that Pence was describing, who is Trump, should never be president again. I will say that voters I talked to after were surprised by this new tone from Pence. One woman told me that she'd seen him just last week and he seemed more gentle then, but she really liked this more aggressive stance.
All right, we will stay tuned for more coverage on all the stances that the many candidates are taking in this race. NPR political correspondent Kelsey Snell in Des Moines, Iowa. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.